the first thing I'd express is disappointment that again we find ourselves in Donegal in a situation where Garda management feel that they have to reduce the service available to people off Donegal. And I see a statement issued last night suggesting that this would lead to increased patrols. This simply hasn't been the experience in other places. Once you start withdrawing services and reducing them, it seems to be the thin end of a wedge. Donegal Town Station is now operating on about 10 members less than it was in 2008. And again, the statement released yesterday from Garda Management alluded to the fact that Donegal was a hub for both station officer and the patrolling capability. Really what we're seeing now is that an admission that we can only provide one of those things and one has to give. So unfortunately, it's just again a downward spiral that we see.
So while in Garda Síochána Conna are suggesting that more Garda patrols will benefit the community, you're saying that this isn't the case, that the Garda station should remain open as is?
Well, look, technically speaking, there may be a situation where you can close the door of a station and you can put that guard out of patrol. But the reality in other areas where stations have been closed and reduced opening areas, it has been a depletion in service. At the moment, the station is open there and there should be a patrol out. Of course, nowadays, there isn't enough personnel to have a patrol and a station open, so really we've been told one or the other. So it's to suggest that somehow service will be improved, technically you could argue, yes, okay, there may be a person to go on a patrol that is in the station, but the people of Donegal have always had a Garda station open and manned 24 hours, and we've seen from around the country that's what communities want, that's what communities demand, and we as the GRA think that's what communities are entitled to. And the fact that the government aren't providing the resources for an Garda Síochána to provide an adequate service shouldn't lead to depletion in service. And we see in other divisions around the country, there is additional resources made available to keep cars out, to keep patrols and to keep stations open. We don't see those resources coming to Donegal.